The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
My friends are degenerates, but I never change them. Liars, cheats, and hypocrites, not the time for saving.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
On ESPN975.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. It is hour number two. You can also get us on The Blitz Facebook page. Find The Blitz. Click like. Send a message. Aaron will read it. There's Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz. Dad DeGeneres 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. You can also watch us on the Twitch channel. Just go to twitch.tv/ESPN975. And if you missed the first hour, yeah.
503. There you go.
That's the third one already. If you missed the first hour, it will be available.
Throw you off
shortly. And, well, yeah. It's like, I mean, a really big one like that, just I'll be talking about something.
Time, bud.
I won't even remember what the hell I was talking about because.
When it's that big, you could smell it on Twitch.
One thing before we get to Braddock here, I want to not kind of rip into somebody, but just kind of give them some advice that will make their life better. It's 832. The one thing that is frustrating is Yankee John Boy, who I don't even know what the hell a John Boy is setting Kelly up like the Mother Mary and the nation is running with it. Whatever John Boy is, I'm assuming it's some Twitch guy, or
he's the one that busted the Astros, did all the
broke it down. Yeah, he's kind of he's a snitch.
How about this? Don't follow the little bitch.
Yeah,
who cares? You see, you're letting him get in your head and mess with your life.
Right. But again, this is the thing. If they just say if they're like, well, we've got word from Mike Fiers and John Boy, and then there's 25 Astros sitting there, and they go. We don't remember anything about that 2017. I don't remember anything about a trade. I don't know what you're talking about, dude. Are they going to go, well, we're going to take it to court and we're going to let John Boy, an internet blogger and an accused pedophile, we're going to put them up against you in court. If I'm the Astros, I sit back and I take a drag off my proverbial cigarette and go, bring it, bitch.
Well,
that's what I would say. That's
it.
Me.
With a name like John Boy, wouldn't be surprised if, you know.
Yep.
Not the same. You know.
I always say, man, if they don't have anything on you, don't give them something.
Well, lawyer friend of mine texted me and said, you're wrong about that one because it says there's an obligation for players to cooperate with a major league investigation under Article 12 of the CBA. If they would have lied and got caught, they could have still been punished.
That's why they
rolled over. Well, yeah. How are you going to prove that I'm lying?
That's what I'm saying.
Because I'm not gonna say, oh, I didn't do anything. I'm just gonna say I don't know what you're talking about.
By the way, that's not just Major League Baseball. That's everything. If you lie and you get caught, you're in trouble. But if you you're messing around on your lady, and she says, hey, you messing around on me? There's a couple ways it can go. You can say, yep, you got me. And even if she says, if you tell me right now, I'm not going to be that upset. That's basically what Major League Baseball did. If you tell me right now, we're going to let you off light. What do?
Lie your ass off.
Of course. Right.
Lie your ass off the whole way.
I mean,
what your parents used to do when you were a kid.
It's right. Just, it's foolishness.
We've been trained our whole life for this.
So while like Joe Kelly, he's been wrong about a lot of stuff. And Joe Kelly, he's a cheater just like them. So it's one thing you can say he's a hypocrite if he's mad at the Astros about cheating. But what Joe Kelly came on that podcast and said is, I'm not that mad that they cheated. It's more I'm mad that they rolled over and basically got good dudes fired.
You buy that, though? That's him audible. Players are so aware,
but the Red socially Sox aware. The Red Sox, they sat there and smoked the cigarette.
No, I agree with your analogy earlier. And basically, did y'all watch Menace to Society? Came out early 90s.
Yeah.
You remember when he goes in there and said, you know you messed up, right? You know you don't messed up, right?
Yeah.
First time you told me, and forgive me, I don't remember all the timing. You told me 12:30. This time you told me 11:30. You done effed up, right? You know you done. And he just steady there, like you say, until your point, as trying to punk him into saying it. Because why are you still trying to get me caught up in what I'm saying? Because you have no evidence. You have nothing else. And that's why you're playing these games. That's why you go there. You sit down. Let them tell you everything they have on you. Then you say, I need a lawyer.
Yeah.
And better call lawyer, Dave. That was your part. I know you're not used to doing it with me, but I set you up.
No. I was reading Tyler's tweet to us, which I think is pretty funny.
Okay.
You know, you might want to check it out.
All right, I'll check it out.
It has the pitching matchup between the Rangers and Athletics.
Mm-hmm.
Minor versus Fires. And not the first time Fires and a Minor have been paired up.
Wow.
All right, well, we brought Jason in because speaking of that, he was
speaking of pedos.
Wow, really? Okay,
well, not Jason himself.
Okay, I appreciate the clarification.
But you told me something yesterday after our show. In our show, we kind of went after the Pat DeStat thing yesterday. It's one thing I just don't have patience for. I get it. I don't feel bad for someone who's caught up in that because to me it's an unforgivable thing. There are a lot of things I'll forgive. I think I'll forgive murder. Before I'll forgive.
I get that. As crazy as that might sound, but
children.
I get it.
Now, if you murder a kid, I mean, they equal out.
How about if it's Benjamin Button? Where do you fall on that?
I don't know.
Well,
but
whereabouts?
When he's an old?
That's a fair point.
Because if you kill him when he's old, he's technically young, but he's still old.
So is it old young or young old? Yeah. I mean, how does this work? Where do you fall on this? I need to know the power.
Are we talking about murder or sex with Benjamin Button?
Both.
That's tough.
You got to catch him in the middle on the sex thing.
I think that's the move. Like, yeah.
Can you isolate that audio? Okay, thank you.
So we went after him yesterday because I do find it apprehensible. I don't care. I get you've tried to change. It happened a long time ago.
Right.
You've done a lot to change it. I get that, and good on you, I guess. What I will say, and I said this yesterday, if you are someone who has done something like that, the absolute dumbest thing you can do.
Put yourself in the public eye.
Is make yourself a public figure. Like a high profile, like a social media presence, and you're out. I mean,
run for office.
That's ridiculously dumb. You need to go out and pave roads or dig ditches or do something where no one taught you, ride on the back of a garbage truck where no one's like.
I know y'all have questions.
What's up with him?
Right. You're not worried about him.
Right.
But that's who he is. His personal, he's got this goal of personal adulation. You know, I heard y'all talking about earlier how he would go back and forth, like people just ask him simple questions. Okay, I didn't know. People ask him simple questions on the Texans and everything, go to him for information. He'd always snap back at him unless they were like a pro-Texan question or anything. He'd always respond back, snap back. But that's what he always wanted. He wanted that adulation to put himself up on the pedestal. We're all wired differently. And if you're a guy who believe that's okay to do that, and I don't care how long ago it was, due to your age and being in a position of authority, you took advantage of multiple minors. That's not a mistake. That's a character flaw.
Yeah.
And we saw his character issues through his time covering the Texans. But I know y'all have got questions. I'm willing to answer anything for as long as y'all want. But I want to start with a question, though. Where do y'all fall on the billion-dollar business side of this? I mean, Pat the Stat's not a real name, as you all
know. It's a made-up thing.
Yeah. Patrick Starr's not a real name. All of this is made up.
Well, it is. That SpongeBob's friend is actually – it's his real name.
Very well. Well played. So the thing, though, is that he didn't work for anybody. He went and started a blog.
Yep.
Had a fake name in a billion-dollar business, like the Houston Texans credentialed him. While not credentialing people, and like, I mean, you think it's a coincidence that he's a pro-Texan guy, that he got his credential, and you're the program director at ESPN.
Yeah.
How have you been treated by the Houston Texans?
It used to be okay until a couple years ago, and then they were like, you're gonna have to apply game to game
instead of
which I'm not doing that. I don't care enough to do that, honestly.
Right.
I don't.
You know, they've got 10 people, what they're calling tier one Texans people that can go in there and cover the Texans. I've been covering the Texans.
John McClain, is he one?
Aaron Reese from The Athletic, who just got here, I think, a year or two ago. Sean Pendergast of 6'10".
Of
I mean, basically Texan coverage.
All the 6'10 guys.
Yeah, I love Sean. I have no issue. Don't take it as a dive at him, but I mean, it's like when you see websites that are run by the team and say, exclusive interview
right.
with head coach so-and-so. It's not an exclusive interview. You work for him.
Right. So what I'm saying is, what you're basically getting at is he didn't really work for anybody.
He didn't
but
work
himself.
For anybody. He had a fake name and a $1 billion business, gave him a credential. Sports Illustrated let him cover the Texans. And I mean, just on and on and on. And I'm sitting here like the biggest lie going on in the media at multiple stations in town is that this just came out in the media. Like, people have known this for years, and I know we're running out of time here, and I'll tell you exactly. Like, I've always been honest with everybody.
Well, you said that to me yesterday.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm a big dummy because I had no idea. You know, there's a lot of people. I've heard a lot of people say, oh, yeah, we've known about this for some time.
I've known for 2 years.
Dude, we got – okay, we got to hit a break. I want to get your side of this. You say you know about it for 2 years. And this is when you worked at 790.
And I took it to 790.
Okay. I want to talk about this on the other side. I got to tell you right now about TGS Insurance. If you own your home, you're probably spending too much on your homeowner's insurance. And you don't even think about it because you're just paying your bill. And, you know, it is what it is. It's not like you feel like you're getting anything back from it. It's just homeowner's insurance. Well, why pay too much for it then? They've got a system at TGS. They've already shopped home insurance prices. They know what you can be saving. Start doing it. Grab your phone, text the word money to 232323. They're going to ask for your address. You reply back with that. They're going to send you a full quote with excellent coverage within 15 seconds. This company, these savings are real. I saved over $1,000. The average customer saving almost $900 per year. And you don't need to wait for your renewal because they'll get you out of your old contract and into this new one, no penalty. They'll get you refunded if you prepaid, and you'll start saving now. They're open now. Text the word money to 232323. Start saving cash today with TGS Insurance.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And before we get back to Jason's, like, Rod's like, I never understood why so many Astros fans follow that John boy. They're looking for something to be mad about. Yeah, just ignore it. Just ignore it. You know what? Go be mad that your team has a losing record right now. Who cares what some clown with a name like that sounds like, you know, he sounds like somebody's prison bitch. That's who you're going to let ruin your day?
Yeah.
All right, you're going to let Jason Braddock ruin your day instead.
Jason Braddock's going to ruin your day. So, Jason.
That's what I do.
Okay, how did you find out that Pat D'Stat had a history with this? I don't even know what to call it. I mean,
right.
I don't want to say just pedophilia, but with a history of sexual assault against minors.
I'll give you a quick synopsis of my background with Pat. It started years ago on social media. It was just one of these guys. Back at the time, I was interacting with a lot of the people that would have questions about the Texans, the draft, different things. And I would respond to a lot more back then. And Pat was one of those guys back then before he had a blog that would just ask me a lot of questions. What do you see on tape? What do you view on this? What do you think about that? And he'd always come back and forth and be one of the people that would ask questions. Next thing I know, I look up and he's Pat the Stat and he's running this Texans blog. I'm like, good for him. Use your information. Go do something. Achieve it. Then out at camp over the years, you know, I meet him for a couple of years. We've kind of got a parallel path where both of us, I'm assuming he's a high school graduate. I don't know if he went to college or not, but both basically got in this business from scratch. No training, no professional background. 2009, I had my fourth child, and I told my wife, hey, I'm going to work in Houston Sports Radio. And everybody told me I was absolutely nuts. Well, I respected that Pat started his from nothing as well and built it up. So out at camp, he would just, you know, we would talk about different things, what he saw, what I saw, and go back and forth. But we were never tight. You know, I never went to his house. He never went to my house. We're not, like, calling, chatting it up, you know, anything like that. But I knew who he was. We've had conversations and everything out there. I almost said relations.
Did you know his real name?
Did not.
Okay.
I did not for years. And he'd always told me this story, like, yeah, I'm a single dad with four kids. My wife just up and left me.
Can't imagine why.
Yeah. That was my thing. So I always felt bad for him. Single dad that's working a day job and doing the Texan site on the side, a hustler, grinder, always constantly putting it up there.
Turns out wives hate it when you bang 15-year-olds.
And grinder, maybe not the best choice of words. Okay. Sorry.
Fair enough. Well played. Didn't even catch myself on that one. But long story short, he got in the accident. I think that was back in 2018. I was still at Sports Talk 790. Some people reached out to me like, man, did you hear about Pat the Stat? His dad died in a car accident. He's in critical condition. Here's the GoFundMe. And there's hardly, you know, maybe like a couple $1,000 in the GoFundMe. I'm like, man, we need to drive this for his family because he doesn't have a wife. He's the sole provider, mm-hmm. the whole family, all that. So I go on air with Adam Clanton on the Bottom Line. I think Sean was off that day. And I'm like, hey, this is Pat the Stat. If you enjoyed his content, anything. And I drive. Like, I drive mass amounts to that. And the next thing I know, it's like over $30,000. And Bill O'Brien and J.J. Watt and Brian Cushion and the Texans PR and all these people contribute to it. That night. I leave. I
heard a bunch of high school cheerleaders did a car wash for it.
Are you serious?
No.
Okay. I was about to say, wait a second. That sounds okay. You onioned me. I got you. Well played. All right. So that night, I was driving this car back at the time that would overheat. I remember like it's yesterday because I got the pit big of a bowling ball in my stomach. Clanton calls me. My car overheats. And he's like, man, can you talk? I'm like, no, man, my car is overheating. He's like, no, you need to see this right now. I just emailed you something. Check it out. Check it out. It's that article that everybody's made aware of. And he's like, that's Pat the Stat. And I'm like, no, there's no, I'm like, are you? And I'm thinking it's BS and everything else.
And you just kind of put yourself out there.
Putting myself out there. Just vouched for the guy. I was driving around town, picking up gift cards from listeners and stuff, mailing it to his girlfriend and their family and everything. I was killing myself just because I felt bad for him. Like, man, I know this dude. His family's hurting. So I drive it, and then I see it's over like 30,000. Everybody's contributing. And I'm just like, this is going to blow back on me somehow, right? So the next day, I go to Chris Gordy at 790, and I'm like, Gordy, man, I messed up. And I'm thinking I'm going to get fired. He's like, what's going on? And I'm like, oh, man.
Hey, Pat. So people – I didn't know this until recently. Chris Gordy is the assistant program director.
Yeah, he's the APD there. He's basically Tyler here.
Okay. Right?
So I go to Gordy, and I'm like, man, I messed up. And I'm
thinking, is there a reason you went to Gordy and not the program director?
I almost cursed. Yeah, I hated the program. Me and Brian Erickson didn't get along. Him and Josh hated each other. But me and Eddie Martini, the main guy over there, really, I mean, he hated me from the moment he met me because I –
Eddie Martini did?
Yeah, oh yeah. Okay. Wore holes in my jeans, and people came up and tell me, like, hey, Eddie doesn't like when you wear holes in your jeans. I'm like, I don't give a damn what Eddie likes.
Okay.
And so, yeah, he was
no wonder you were so popular over there.
Yeah, no, they did not like me. And so I tell Gordy, I'm like, man, I think I messed up. And I'm thinking I'm going to get fired. He's like, what happened? I'm like, man, you know Pat the Stat? He's like, yeah. I'm like, man, here. And I show him the article and everything. He doesn't bat an eye. He's like, yeah, we know about that. When he first started coming on air here, we got emails or calls and people were saying, hey, this is Pat the Stat. They sent an article. I'm like, and so y'all good with this? He's like, oh, we did our research on it and there's nothing to it. Which was a flat-out, bold-faced lie. So I distanced myself from Pat there, and I didn't take
it
forward.
Did you approach him about it?
Who, Pat?
Yeah.
No, no.
You just pretended like...
Yeah, I distanced myself. I unfollowed him on Twitter, and truth be told, I unfollowed him for about like a year or something. And then when I got back out at camp last year, I'm like, man, maybe this story is false because everybody's treating this guy like he's somebody. He'd come up and talk to me because Pat's also a user. Pat would also make his rounds at Texans practice and everything and like try to find out the inside information and would come up and give you information as if it was like some covert operation. And so he would just if you're a benefit to him, he would use you to get that information.
Okay.
Right? And so I distanced myself, but then after about 2 years had gone by, I went out, or a year or so had gone by, a year and a half, I went out to Texas camp last year, comes up, starts talking, and he starts, I guess he wants me to follow him on Twitter again, so he starts, oh, Braddock was the first one with this. Braddock never tweeted about me anything else, so I'm like, all right, he's showing me love, I'll give him a follow. And I'm guessing 790's right, there's nothing about it. Then lo and behold, this blows up this week, and I'm like, all right, well, Whoops. Here you go.
But you told 790.
Yeah, I told their management.
and they just said, it's not a big deal.
They said they knew about it. They knew about it from when he first started coming on air. This wasn't something like he'd been on air for years, and then they were like, hey, we can't reverse course on this. They said he knew about it. People had called in, complained, and emailed and called and sent him the articles and told him the background, and he lied and said they did their background. You know, we did an investigation on it, and there's nothing to it.
I just don't understand how you, like, because I'll be honest, the guy, my guess is 790 probably wasn't really paying him money to come on.
I mean,
this is a way for him to promote his website.
I spent my first 7-8 years at 790, I didn't make a dollar.
Radio down again.
Oh, God. Mm. Go ask AD what the hell's going on.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Everybody's still listening on the stream and Twitch.
So you're telling me they don't pay him money.
Right.
What makes him so valuable that it's even worth the risk?
Well, In the Trenches was the one that would bring him on. Most other people at the station.
Do you think Greg and Indy knew?
I don't. ND's like one of the most stand-up guys I've ever met. I don't think Greg and ND knew. I'm not sure. I can't speak for those guys. You'd have to ask them.
I want to know so bad.
But, I mean, that...
I hope not.
That show's been cursed. I mean,
things aren't going well for them right now.
I mean, from the producer to the guest, it hasn't been going well with them. But, you know, you make your bed, you got to lie in it. And I always said, yeah, I mean, when I finally, 790 did me so bad. I mean, another thing that me and Pat crossed paths in, so independently covering the Texans, people either looked to me or Pat. And then when Pat became more and more of a homer to where it's just all positive news, you said anything negative, more people started flocking towards him because that's what fans want.
You know,
they want, like, hey, give me the positivity. Oh, JJ's going to come back and win the defensive MVP again. Tell me all this. DeAndre Hopkins trade made sense because this, this, and this. And they'll eat it up. That's what they wanted. But when 790 fired me, I don't know if people remember this, but when they fired me, they gave me a six-month non-compete. They gave me a three-month severance, you know, like half the time of the non-compete. And then because there was no – they lied about why they fired me, so I filed unemployment. And when I went to unemployment, they canceled my my severance package. So I got unemployment, and I couldn't work. They gave me a non-compete, and I couldn't work because their thinking was that Jason's going to go over to 610 and, go with his NFL knowledge and go to the home of the Texans. But I guess they forgot that Bill O'Brien and – the Texans PR hates my gut, so 16 is never
because you have holes in your jeans.
Yeah, well, that's not why they hated me. They hate me because I tell the truth. I'm not Pat. And so, long story short, after they fire me, they bring Pat on to do a night show to replace me. And all this despite, remember, the worst thing I did was I almost fought Josh in Minnesota after the Super Bowl. No punches were thrown. Some words were said, different things. I got 2 weeks suspended without pay. They brought me back, and then after they fired Clanton, it was me and Sean. They started talking with Sean Salisbury about replacing me, and I knew the last month I was on air that was coming, so I had to work there knowing I was going to get fired. They fire me, and then they give Pat his own nighttime show to, like, hey, yeah, we lost Jason, but now we got Pat, who's even bigger and better, yada, yada. And so they let me, for almost fighting Josh, they fire me. And months later, but then they bring on a guy that they know about his past, and I would say his past is worse than mine.
Worse than almost getting in a fight at Radio Row.
Without throwing a punch.
Right. The hole's in the pants, though. That's the
yeah.
That's the
well, Eddie Martini's serious about that. Racism, okay. You know, pedophiles, okay. Holes in the jeans, that's a lack of professionalism Sports Talk 790 and the iHeart community will not stand for.
So, how long did he work at 790 for? Like, how long was he on the air?
He's been, I don't know how long his night show lasted. I don't think it lasted that long. But I know as far as the guests going on the different shows over there, and it had to be like 4 or 5 years, but 610 had him as guests as well for years. But I don't know if 610 knew about the background. I know for a fact 790's management team absolutely knew.
Dude, that's vile to me. And again, he wasn't working for 7. I mean, I guess if they knew, did they know when they put him on nights?
Yes, absolutely. That was after they fired me. Fired me. They absolutely knew. The one they replaced me, he was supposed to be the Texan replacement for me, so they put him on at nights, and I don't know the deal he had. I don't know how long it lasted. But, yeah, when they moved from me to Pat the Stat, they put him on at night. And, yeah, we had already had that conversation months before to where I knew Gordy and the management team already knew, was aware of it.
No, that's crazy to me.
Here's the thing, though, and we talked about this a little bit earlier in the show, is like the details of the court case for Patrick Cologne are out there.
Right.
And that he was basically convicted of engaged in sexual conduct with two students.
And his mugshot was out there.
That's why he never had his picture out anywhere.
Right. They never. I mean,
that's the other thing that bothers me is he basically tried to fool everyone.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was obvious. I mean, after I found out about it, I'm like, now everything makes sense. Why he goes by Pat the Stat and Patrick Starr and never posted his own profile picture on Twitter. I'm like, I remember years ago, like, why the hell does Jared Crick, this dude's profile picture? Like, why the hell is he hate me, his profile picture? When I figured that out, obviously a lot more made sense. And Memphis is in the playoffs.
Yep, Memphis is in. San Antonio's out. So if Portland wins tonight, they're in. If Phoenix wins, they're in.
No. Phoenix.
If Portland loses, Phoenix is in.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So just a couple details of this. He was sentenced to 10 years on the first count, received 10 years deferred adjudication probation on the second count, which is kind of light. But here's the other part of the sentence. He was never allowed to be back in a classroom legally, and he would not be allowed to teach, coach, or be in any kind of leadership role in any way involved with youth activities. That's pretty serious stuff. And, now, where this came up was the GoFundMe in 2018 because his dad's name was the same name. Right. Yeah. And so people started saying that's who it was. Even then, unless you can prove it.
Well, you can't go public with it. But if you go public, I mean, if you take it to the business.
No, you did what you should have done.
Under the iHeart umbrella, they have the money to do it. They just chose that, hey, this benefits us and we don't have to pay out a salary. It works for us and we're fine with his criminal past. But, I mean, this is also, I mean, just not to bag on Chris Gordy, but you are what you are, right? I remember one time he comes in studio at the end of In the Trenches when I was sitting in with Greg and ND, and ND asked him. But at that time, Greg and ND were doing a post-game show over there, and I was doing the deep post. It was a post-game following the post-game, right? So we called it the deep post. And when Gordy walks into the room, ND asked him, like, hey, Gordy, who's sponsoring the postgame show this year? He's like, oh, we don't have any interest. Well, Prospect Park's interest, but they're all Black Bar. And ND's like, looks at me like, what does that mean? He's like, y'all send my African ass to the Redneck Country Club. but we can't have Prospect Park. So, I mean, I've seen numerous stuffs, but I quit putting it out there. Because after a while, it's just, this is sour grapes. This is, Braddock's just mad. I'm like, nah. I mean, that was the worst place I've ever worked out in my entire life.
I just can't imagine knowing and then
being okay with it.
Not only being, like, okay with him coming on shows, but then, like, putting him on the radio knowingly.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you're talking about, I mean, I guess this doesn't surprise me because I was there for 8 years. I mean, ask Josh. It was the worst situation. Man, every day, a guy who's still a host there would put down, and it wasn't Adam Clanton before y'all accuse him. Me and Adam would get blamed every single day for putting down Josh Ennis's flags. He was doing a video broadcast while he was doing his show, and he had these Josh Ennis banners. And every day, this host who's still there would come in and put them down every single day. And every day, I'd get called out on Josh's show for messing with his banners. And then a program director would call me in the office. Y'all got to quit messing with Josh. And I'm like, dude, you fired me. You fired Clanton. Well, now you brought him back. And the guy is still there that was actually messing with him the entire time. It was a horrible environment, horrible situation. And there's no shock in this because it's what 790's built on.
Yeah.
It's who they are.
Steven says, this is the third day in a row you've talked about someone I've never heard of, SMH. So, well, the guy's been in Houston media for, what, 10 years?
Yeah, he's been here for 8, 9 years. If you haven't heard of Pat the Sack and you're a Texans fan, then that's on you.
And you've given him publicity. Congrats.
You gave publicity to a guy that was charged with sleeping with minors as a coach. I mean, I don't think that's the publicity that's, he's looking now, for.
There,
right
there's
now.
There's a time when you say there's no bad publicity.
This is bad publicity.
I would say so. Sleeping with children is probably
and just
because
you don't know about him, just because you've never heard of him, doesn't mean it's not a story.
Yeah, I hate to break it to you, but I do think as a company to make the decision if you know about this, I mean, it's one thing. The guy's running his own site, okay, but
right.
That reflects on your company, and I think I can safely say if we found out that you know, I'll use you as an example.
Let's use Eric.
But we'll use Patrick since he's not here to defend himself.
Okay.
We'll found out Patrick had something like that. Yeah. Then he'd be out of here.
Yeah.
No question.
There's not even a doubt.
I mean, I think any place you work, that's a no-brainer. I don't think you make excuses for a guy that's coming in, making regular visits, and doing a show on your station.
Yeah.
And, hey, man, I feel bad for his kids. Feel bad for his girlfriend. But on the other hand...
You feel bad for his girlfriend?
Well,
I'm guessing she knew about it.
Maybe he didn't tell her the whole thing.
Do you know what, though? It's not his girlfriend's place to call him out. I mean, now, if she's willing to accept that,
yeah,
fine.
I don't give her a pass. And this is why I don't give her a pass. If y'all know her on Twitter, her and all of Pat's followers are a mob. And so if you disagree with Pat, the mob's coming after you, and she's leading the charge. She's leading the charge, filling up your DMs, shooting you tweets, and getting all the rest of them like, hey, we've got to defend Pat. I'm like, he's talking about sports. Why do we have to defend Pat?
Well, I disagree with the mob on this one.
Yeah, I would say so.
But that's the other thing, though, is you guys, and you were guilty of this for a long time, too, and you haven't been on Twitter as much. You guys act like Twitter is the real world.
Right.
Too many of you do. And, like, people say, oh, well, he was friends with these people and these people.
Fair.
And, no, he wasn't. They followed each other on Twitter. That doesn't make you friends.
And you see the content.
We followed each other. I don't know the guy. I've never met him. At least I don't remember meeting him. Maybe I did at Texans camp one day, but I don't recall that. We've exchanged a few things on Twitter. To me, it's real easy to not look for a face because I haven't seen his damn face.
Right.
So, you know, I think you guys, you were guilty of this a lot, too. It's like suddenly this is a gang. This is a group. It's a bunch of people on Twitter sitting around in their underwear that don't have lives is what it is. And turns out.
And here's the other thing from what I've heard. And I didn't follow him on Twitter, but. From yesterday when I became the new non-sexual assault voice of Texans News, I nominated myself for that, and I got a bunch of new followers. Everyone said, are you going to be condescending and talk down to us like he did? Apparently, the guy's just kind of a
dick.
Kind of. Yeah. And if that's what you present, and Lance and I were talking about this off the air, when you have your fall, your cushion gets lighter. You know what I mean? Yeah. When you're that guy, and you know, if you are going to down talk to a bunch of people, you might want to make sure that you don't have skeletons. And not that you don't have skeletons. Everybody's got skeletons,
right?
Everybody's got something in their life that they're not proud of.
Yeah, but not
all of it's stuff that has to do with that.
I mean, that's all fair. We all have things that we wish we'd done differently, but let's not compare that to one of the worst crimes you can possibly commit.
I'm with you.
Yeah, I think that's a little unfair.
All right, Jason Braddock, you'll be on with Patrick Crane tonight on Late Hits. Appreciate it, man. We'll guess we'll have you on here in an hour and a half.
All right, appreciate it, guys. Right, have a good one.
What do we have here?
Boomer Naturals.
Boomer Naturals. Everybody wants to know about these Boomer Natural masks. Why do they want to know about them? Because there's a lot of masks out there, a lot of different masks, and a lot of them are uncomfortable. A lot of them are not breathable. They're hard to breathe in. A lot of them don't offer a lot of protection. Well, Boomer Naturals is changing the game. They've got nano silver woven into their fabric. It can block the tiny drops and particles. So if you're going to have to go out and wear a mask, because that's the deal. You want to go somewhere, you got to wear a mask. If you're going to do it, you might as well be protected. Don't just put a T-shirt over your face and go, oh, but guess I've done enough. Like, no, actually, if you're going to go with the inconvenience, actually protect yourself, guys. Be smart. They've got the nano silver neck gaiters as well. And here's another great thing. They donate one face cover up for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. So, like, veterans groups are getting them. Native American groups who are having a hard time finding masks are getting them. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com. Use promo code Hoffman. You'll save 20% off your order. That's promo code Hoffman at BoomerNaturals.com. Free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at BoomerNaturals.com.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.
You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Someone was asking, where can we get one of those shirts A.J. is wearing? I have one. I don't know if those
I don't
were...
I got it.
One day, Craig Larson walked into my office and threw it at me.
I think that's what it, that's how I got it, too. Yeah, now that I think about it.
So, 713-780-ESPN is the number if you want to get in. And,
and the guy that was like getting on me about talking about this because he's never heard of him, and I said, yeah, since you don't know about him, it isn't a story. Got it? And he said, it's not. But since Houston sports talk shows are weak and there's little difference between the highest and lowest rated shows, you have to do all you can to tear down the other station. Carry on. Dude, this isn't a – I mean, do I think it's really weird that that radio station says they knew and still had him on? Yeah, I think it's weird. I think if you knowingly have that guy on, you deserve to be torn down. I don't care ratings or not. It's just that it's gross. And if you don't think it's gross, then cool. You and I just differ on that. You're okay with it? I'm not. And I'm fine with us being different in that way.
Yeah, I got to tell you, if that's the hill you want to die on, I'm not going to be standing next to you. I promise you that. And, you know, it's such a tired narrative about all the stations are weak. We talked about this on the Twitch channel. You know, sports talk, especially in this city, is driven more to stream. It's driven more to the app. It's driven more. It's basically, and there's a lot of reasons for it. And the same thing with the other stations. I mean, they're doing the same things, too. And the whole ratings thing is completely outdated. So, yeah, you know, that's you go read David Barron and you think that there's three people listening to every station. Oh, no, wait. 610 would have four people. We would have three. And 790 would have one. That's basically what David Barron's going to tell you. Well, I'm pretty sure we have more than three listeners. Pretty sure. In fact, it's 118 on Twitch right now. So, yeah, it's, I mean, yeah, it's an easy way to try to diminish what we do. And you know, and I take offense when people write stories like that without giving full context because, you know, advertisers see that and go, oh, three people are listening. And the truth is, no, there's thousands and thousands of people listening to the show, and not just here, but all the way across Southeast Texas. And, you know, and the same thing for the other guys. So, yeah. And are we here to tear them down? No, but we're going to make fun of them. And in this case, yeah, they should be torn down because that was a really dumb, evil thing to put that guy on air. Now, 610 we're more good-natured with. We just make fun of their hosts. Because Clint is the best. Clint is incredible. I love working with... Show loves working with Clint. Show loves it. Go Rockets! Anyway. St. Patrick says it's got to be Clanton's burner account.
Well, he's still like... There's child molesters everywhere. Go on websites and talk about convicted on those crimes. Devote entire shows to it. Yeah, riveting programming there. Yeah, it's a guy in our business, dope. You don't think we're going to talk about that? Do you not think that if a local sports member, a member of the Texans got busted for this, we wouldn't talk about it more than just some regular dude? Are you a moron? Or is this Pat Starr's burner account? Whatever it is, maybe it's one of his boys. I don't know. If you don't like that we're talking about it, Steven, change the channel, dude. I can't help you, but I think it's worth talking about.
I do too.
What did every TV station talk about when the Matt Lauer thing broke?
Well, Matt Lauer. Who cares about that? Who
even He's not
knows?
On their station.
Yeah, first off, I would just suggest, number one, go listen to something else if you don't like it. Number two, the more you respond here, the more you look like
you're getting out of it.
You stay out of it, too, because there's nothing else to say to the guy. He's being protective of a pedo, and that is just going to make him look worse and worse. I think that's the end of the conversation.
Stop bad-mouthing him.
And, no, we're going to keep doing what we're doing, and you can go somewhere else, or you can keep listening. I really don't care, but I'm not going to sit here and hear somebody defend a pedo.
It was only two underage chicks.
That they knew
hey,
about.
Man, right.
That. Yeah, well, this is one of those where I'd like to be able to get into more of the stuff that I found out, but I'm not going to just spread rumors. But, yeah, this is not a good person by any stretch. And I, You know,
I heard somebody was yesterday was like, his dude was a single dad. And I'm, yeah. Why do you think he's a single dad? Which, by the way, how did he end up with the kids? Is what I want to know.
It's a very good question.
There's got to be rules about that.
Yeah, that to me, that's very weird. But, man, and it's like Jason was saying, his wife ran off. You know, I think banging 15-year-olds probably a reason.
Dude,
for
whose wife wouldn't run off if you did that? Let's be honest.
Protecting pedos, it's the Hollywood way. Yeah, I don't know, man. I think this needs to be a lesson to people. Just for one thing, what you see on Twitter ain't real.
Yeah.
And, you know, these guys that worked with him and actually physically saw him, I mean, that's one thing, but the guys defending him on Twitter, they don't know the guy. And if they do, you know, well, okay. But he'll go. If I were him, I'd get the hell out of town. I'd go somewhere else, change my name again, get out of state, start my own website. And I wouldn't,
because he hasn't committed any new crimes.
Yeah.
I mean, good for him.
Well, that we know of.
That we know of.
So.
But, dude, I just don't. I can't imagine, like, if we have a regular guest on, a recurring guest, and one of my guys comes to me with evidence that that's in his past, that I would be like, that's no big deal. Keep rolling with it. Not only that, we're going to give him a night show. I just can't imagine it. I cannot imagine the thought process. Like, well,
but let me say something here, because it's real easy for people to have accusations about something. Now, in this case, if it had been brought to us, then you're damn right we're investigating it. We also live in a world where people will just make ridiculous accusations about people that aren't true to get back at them for stuff. Because I've seen that a lot. In this case, if you'd shown me that story, well, guess what? I have a really good friend, private investigator. Hey, I need you to check and find out if this is the same guy. And if it is, pretty sure that AJ would have beat the crap out of him first and then fired him. Damn sure wouldn't have given him a show.
No.
And, you know, it's easy to say that because, you know, but if we did find out that there was something similar with somebody here, you'd better well believe it'd be treated much differently.
Yeah.
And I can say that safely. So, yeah. And Sebastian, I never heard of this guy. Did he do his time? Yeah, he did his time.
He did his probation time.
Well, I'm not sure how much time he actually served. He was on probation for 10 years. And
I can tell you exactly what I read a story about it today, another story from the Victoria Advocate. And it's the one that ended up in our Twitch stream, if you want to look at it. Pleaded guilty to 2 counts of improper relations between an educator and a student. It says he was sentenced to 10 years on the first count and received 10 years deferred adjudication probation on the second count, both of which are second degree felonies. He's indicted on these 2 counts, freed on $30,000 bail. In Texas, it's against the law for a teacher to have an improper relationship with a student, even if the student is over 16 years old. He's permanently surrendered his teaching certificate and has agreed to have no contact with the victims. He will not be allowed to teach, coach, or be in any kind of leadership role in any way involved with youth activities. So that takes all coaching out of the question. It says what he was given, but it doesn't say how much of it he actually served.
So he says, if it was your son who committed the crime, would you forgive him? Absolutely not. Would I cut him off? No. But would I forgive him? Would I encourage him to go out and become a public figure? I don't even know that I'd forgive him.
He's not my son.
Yeah.
If he were my son, it would be a stigma that I'd have to live with, and it would pain me every day. But I damn sure wouldn't say, you know what, son, I've got a good idea. Why don't you go out and make yourself a website and become a big online presence? Change your name. Try to hide it. No. I mean, I love my kids no matter what they do. I would have a very hard time coming to grips with it. But I this isn't my son.
Yeah, my kid would never.
You know what I definitely wouldn't do? Put my son on the radio station.
Yeah, and I want to make something clear because you guys are, you're talking about, well, he's done his time, he's done his time. Cool. I'm sorry, he has, and he can go do what he wants. But there are things that I do not forgive. And you can judge me for that if you want. And this is one of them.
And again, there's a big difference between having served your sentence and me as a person feeling comfortable with you around me or putting you on the air to talk to people, like associating you with my brand. There's a big difference there. There's a big, huge difference.
Yeah. And I don't care who you are. If you do that and God forbid found up something like that about AJ, guess what? I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, as much as I like the guy, as much as I like everybody here, even my closest friends, and I've cut people loose before for several things, including I'm not friends with somebody anymore who beat his wife. As soon as I found out about that, totally out on him and won't speak to the guy, won't have anything to do with him. And I've been consistent about that, and I will be consistent about that. So you can speculate all you want, and you can say, well, what if it was this? What if it was this? There's your answer. And, you know, I have no interest in changing my stance on that, and nor should I. Because if we're in a world where we're going to start forgiving people for crap like this, then, you know, and what I wish is when they did that GoFundMe, that money would have gone to his damn victims. But I digress. So, and somebody has to not have to register as a sex offender. That's something I don't know.
It's part of. I'm guessing he pleaded guilty. We don't know what part of his agreement is.
You know, I know we have lawyer friends out there who have access to LexisNexis and could easily look all this up. So, if somebody's bored and wants to jump on there and tell us, I'd be happy to hear it. So. Oh, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And now we're getting all the same questions that we've been getting for 2 days. So I'm kind of like, all right, maybe we should just turn the page here.
Yeah.
Or, yeah, I mean, I don't know.
How about no child rape talk in the 6 o'clock hour? You want to make that a thing?
I'm okay.
Okay, we got a caller we'll get to after the break. He wants to talk about the NFL. I'm open to that. The NBA, we've talked about a little bit, but
actually, you know what? Because I had two texters say, let's move on from this. Now I want to do another hour just to piss you off.
To piss me off?
No, to piss them off.
Oh.
Because you don't get to tell us what we talk about. I hate to break it to you, texter. We'll be right back. It's The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. It's been 90 days
since I had some sleep. Now my dreams got me surrounded. This is Heisman Trophy winner Troy Smith, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5. Go Bucks.